For the growing field of Democrats running for president, the early stages of the campaign includes an important choice, whether to try and inspire with grand ideas or focus on the details of policy from the get-go. Candidates who've been in New Hampshire recently are landing on very different sides of that question. But NHPR's Annie Ropeek reports some voters would rather have it both ways.
When South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg introduced himself to voters during a stop in Concord last weekend, he wanted them to know something up front.
I'm a policy guy, and you need to know where each of us stands on the policy questions of the day. But maybe we would be well served not to go right into the 14-point plan and the PowerPoint deck before we've explained why.
He went on to speak in broad strokes about what he considers core Democratic ideals. Meanwhile, 30 miles north in Laconia, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand was taking part in a roundtable about paid family leave. It's a top issue for her and for New Hampshire Democrats right now. Gillibrand didn't exactly roll out a 14-point plan, but she didn't shy away from specifics.
0.5% of everyone's income makes it an earned benefit that makes it affordable and it makes it pay for itself.
This contrast between sweeping talk of ideals and the nitty-gritty of policy is one all the candidates for president are trying to navigate right now. Gillibrand clearly took the detailed approach in Laconia, including listening to the personal stories of people on the panel. Sarah Sadowski of Concord talked about her daughter's birth injury, which led to a lifelong disability and costly medical care. Afterwards, Sadowski said she felt like Gillibrand understood why an issue like family leave matters to her.
This is the first time I've been able to tell this story publicly without crying. And so, you know, having an empathetic listener is a big part of that. I can tell how badly she wants to make this happen.
For Gillibrand, this is why these policy-centric events matter. She says they're a chance to connect with voters where they live about their top issues.
I don't think you can serve others well if you don't listen to them first. And that's why roundtables and community meetings are the most important way for me to campaign, but also, more importantly, govern.
Gillibrand isn't the only candidate using that strategy. On a recent trip to the North Country, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren delved into the opioid crisis by touring a treatment center in Bethlehem. Shannon Howland is a patient there.
Having a candidate like Senator Warren and knowing where she stands and how much she wants to help makes a huge difference. And I think other candidates following in her footsteps will see some success. But the more broad visits, I think, are kind of just not as effective to the voters.
But for others, the broad rhetoric is what inspires most.
If we fix our democracy, we will then be able to fix every single one of these challenges that I just laid out.
That's former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke during his first New Hampshire visit at Keene State College.
There's been no better moment, no greater moment for us to define ourselves by our ambitions, to ensure that our promise...
O'Rourke's style resonated with people like Gene Anderson of Ringe.
I think that a kind of person that can just get people really excited and follow them is somewhat the kind of person you need, you know, for president.
But plenty of voters hope to hear a little of both. 23-year-old Brandon Smith was at a Buttigieg event last weekend and said he's listening for how candidates talk about big goals.
I've seen most of them speak at this point, and I think his message is a little bit more forthright and clear, and you know exactly what he wants as a president, as opposed to the others who are kind of just jumping around between different issues sometimes.
As for how the candidates will turn their big ideas into policy proposals, Smith and other voters say at this stage of a long campaign, they're willing to wait and see. For NHPR News, I'm Annie Ropeek.